In Washington, D.C., I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. It is the holidays, which means time with family, which means you may be in need of a break from said family. You can always turn to a holiday movie. Television and streaming networks like Netflix are playing Yuletide films, both old and new. There's no question there are more holiday movies being made these days. There is the question of why. Marketplace's Jed Kim has answers.
Perhaps, like me, you've sat down to watch some Netflix when it starts autoplaying something, and you're like, wait, is that Kurt Russell as Santa Claus?
Does my butt really look that big to you?
Yeah, is that the Christmas Chronicle or something like that, I think it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, where he looks kind of like he did in Hateful Eight. It's a little jarring, actually.
Brent Lang is executive editor for film and media at Variety Magazine. He says if it seems like there are more Christmas movies than ever...
You don't just have theatrical releases anymore, right? You have Netflix, and Netflix is looking for a ton of content. So making a bunch of Christmas films is a good way to sort of fill that void.
And filling that void siphons holiday cheer from competing television networks that have built a steady fan base around their Christmas programming. A modern-day Yuletide tradition, these films are relatively cheap to make, they feature actors we kind of recognize, and they're successful.
They're wildly successful. I mean, just look at the Hallmark Channel.
Keely Flaherty also covers the entertainment industry, and she's referring to the 22 original TV movies Hallmark released this holiday season.
It's really a game of quantity, which is very smart, because who really can watch enough holiday movies between the months of November and December?
They're the kinds of heartwarming things people can have on in the background. Things like...
A girl who just meets a prince by chance and then they end up getting married. You can watch a movie about, you know, a magical Christmas tree.
Or how about something set in the world of Pride and Prejudice, except modern day and about Christmas.
So, Mr. Darcy, can we please have the Christmas festival here?
Yes.
You know those two are going to get together. Like, seriously, these movies have a tried and true formula and they stick to it. But that's why fans tune in.
It's just fun, and it's light, and you don't really have to use your brain that much, which around the holidays is kind of a gift.
It's the gift that keeps on giving and giving and will continue to give for the foreseeable future. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.